There's monkey business, there's risky business, there's funny business, and then there's real business. Oh, wouldn't it be exciting to have a career that you love in a business where you choose your own hours, be your own boss? You're selling, doing, being exactly what you want to do. And isn't it interesting that when we go to school, well, not at my school anyway, there was never an option about opening up your own business. It was always get a job, and if you go to university, you'll get a better job. But there was never any real focus on you could have your own business. You could find a product or service that you think will add value to the world and go into business for yourself and have this amazing life. Well, I do now know that that's possible. And I remember the first seed that was ever planted was I think it was someone that came to my school to chat about something totally not about business. But he did make this comment: if you find something that a million people want and you can make it for a dollar and you sell it for $2, you'll become a millionaire. And I remember thinking, I was only really young, and I remember thinking, wow, that's really simple. I've just got to find a million people who want to buy this thing off me, and I'll buy it for a dollar, sell it to them for $2, and I'll be in business. And that's where it all started. So there are some really silly things people do when they go into business, though. And now, being well past school age and having been involved in many, many, many businesses, and when I share that with you, I started managing a health club when I was 18, and that business, the requirement was somebody over 30 with experience, and I applied for the position anyway. And I was very privileged to have a gentleman by the name of Ken Burke who mentored me in the fitness business. He wasn't a fitness instructor or a gym instructor. He was a businessman who bought a health club, and I was very privileged to – that was my first kind of real serious exposure to the fitness business. However, before that, I started selling decor pot plants at the Croydon markets when I was 10. I then was promoted to selling jeans and then women's clothing. And the very first course I did in business was with Woolworths Australia, where I had the privilege of being involved in their management program. So I was working at a health club full time, but I still did the Woolworths management program. So that was kind of the start of the business. And just to cut a very long story short about business, managed many health clubs around Australia and in Europe, in Belgium and in France. So again, not my business, but other people's businesses. Created a very exciting personal training program and turned that into a business, which we then put into other people's businesses, around about 120 health clubs around Australia and New Zealand. So that was a real interesting insight into other people's businesses, because we put this great product in, but we had to match and mirror it to their health club or their personal training studio. Have been a consultant in a chain of health clubs and did that for a very long time, and I had 10 health clubs. So it was interesting to see how a chain works and interesting to see how each individual health club was different from a business point of view. Having run now my own business for a very long time, as long as I can remember, it seems, because it is who I am, and that is the business of education, the main focus of what I do and what the Max International College for Fitness Professionals does is help people open their brain up to having the concept of running your own business. And what's really interesting is one of the biggest barriers we have, or one of the biggest challenges we have to overcome, is that most people don't believe they can have their own business. They really, even though they'd like to, and the concept of not having to have a boss and doing something you love is really exciting, but when it comes down to it, the courage or the testicles perhaps to physically go and start a business for most people is really scary. And there's a reason for that, by the way, because what happens is when you say you're going to open a business, and this session's called the five silliest things people do before they open their business, but let's just chat about the five silliest things that people will say to you before you do. The silliest thing they'll say to you is that you can't be successful in business. Now, the only people that say stupid things like that are people who have never had their own business. They wouldn't have a clue anyway. Or they started a business and failed. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be successful in business. It just means that they weren't successful in business. And it's a stupid thing to say, because there's millions and millions of successful businesses in the world. So you'll hear that, you can't be successful in business. Now, the emphasis number two might be, the second silliest thing you'll hear is that you can't be successful in business. It's not that people can't be, but you can't be. Because people will tell you you're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too old, too young, don't have enough money, don't have enough experience. You can't do it. Well, give them my telephone number. That'll be awesome. I didn't finish year 10 in high school. I have no university education. I have no business degree. I have no, I'm not even very smart. I just listen and I learn really fast and I learn from my mistakes, which we'll talk about a bit, just a tad later. But you can be successful in business. Everybody can. You just have to have the right things in place. And the most important thing is that you find something you're absolutely passionate about. And when you do that, you don't want to do that with someone else. You don't want to do that in somebody else's business. You want to do that in your own business. So you can be successful in business. The third silly thing you'll hear is that perhaps there's too many businesses like the one that you want to start. So you can't be a successful personal trainer because there's too many personal trainers, or you can't have a successful health club because there's too many health clubs, or you can't have a successful McDonald's because there's too many McDonald's. Oh, really? When you go to buy a McDonald's franchise and you need over $1 million to do that, most banks are very excited about you doing that. So there's not too many of any business. There's too many average businesses doing averagely because they don't understand how to do it excellently. So if you want to be successful in your business, doesn't matter if there's 1,000 of them already, don't have to find a new idea. You just have to be a little bit better and a little bit different and a little bit more unique than anybody else that's doing it, and you will stand out from the crowd like a million miles. So don't listen to that rubbish. The next thing you'll probably hear is that it's really expensive to go into business and you won't have enough money. Well, depending obviously on the business that you want to start, but I have never been to the bank in my life and said, please, can you give me some money to start my business? I've never applied for a business loan, a commercial loan. I've never borrowed money for business, me personally. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have to do that, but just be careful with who you listen to, because there's a lot of people out there who have failed and they don't want to see you become successful because it'll make them look really ordinary. And finally, you will probably hear that you have to have, you know, a business card and a facility, and you have to have all sorts of things to start your business, and you can't do that and you haven't got the money and all that stuff. Well, it's amazing the businesses that have started from nothing, with nothing, have no business card, have no facility, have no standing structure, and still have become very successful. So please don't listen to what you can't do. Now I'm going to share with you the silliest things that people do when they go into business, which obviously, if you don't do these, they're the five really things that will make you really successful in business, and they don't take very long. Ready? It's really exciting. Number one, got to do something you love. Got to be passionate about it. Got to absolutely passionately love it. Have a look at the biggest, most successful businesses in the world, and they started with a number one person who had a vision that this could be done. The rest of the world said, no, can't be done, impossible, you can't do that. And that person said, get out of my way. Another one of my favorite quotes. The people who say it can't be done, please get out of the way. The people that are already doing it. Because the place it starts is inside your head. Even if it doesn't exist, if it can exist inside your head, you've just now got to find a way to make it happen external of your head. But if you can think of it, if you've created it, then you can definitely do it. So number one is you've got to be absolutely passionate about it, absolutely excited, because I will share, and you'll hear this many times, but in a different format that I'm going to give it to you in, the business is tough. And it's hard, and you have to be tough and hard and strong. But of course you do, because otherwise everybody could do it, and then you're not going to be so successful. When I say it's hard, it's not. It's like when you go out and you do something you absolutely love. Like learning how to ski can be really hard, but you love it because you're enjoying it. You know, you fall over 50 times and you hurt yourself and you get sore muscles, but because you love skiing, you've had a great day. You might find learning a new skill on a computer game hard, but you're having so much fun learning that it doesn't seem hard. So yes, you've got to be disciplined, and yes, you've got to be strong, and yes, you've got to be tough, and yes, you've got to be committed. However, it's not hard in the sense that you'll hear it from most other people. So what you've got to do is you've got to be absolutely passionate about what you do, and you've got to have a never give up attitude. If you go into this thinking, I'm going to fail, or this might not work, or if it doesn't work, I'll just go back to my old job. What you're doing now is what we could say at Max is you're hanging on to two vines. So like a monkey, you're swinging off one and swinging off the other, and neither of them are going to take you anywhere, because until you let go of the one at the back, you can't go forward to the next one. So If you have half a focus, a quarter of a focus, a safety net, a maybe, then it's not going to work. So the first thing is, if you go into something you're not going to enjoy, your business won't be successful. Number two is, you can't be doing anything else at the same time. You'll hear other people who've said, oh, you know, but I studied my job until I could make enough money from my job. That's my puppy dogs. And then I'll go, and then I'll start full-time in my business. Well, my first and only question and answer to that is, don't be ridiculous. If you hadn't had that full-time position doing something else, how much quicker could you have grown your business to a position where you didn't have to work in the job that you hated? You have to be that smart at this. Get in there and focus on it. So find something you're absolutely passionate about, and then have a never give up attitude. One of the analogies, again, that I heard, was only very, very young, was the guy, and don't quote me on this story, I just see the picture in my head. I think it was the Vikings, and the Vikings went from one country to another to take it over. And the Viking head honcho boss, when the guys got out of the boat at the new country they were going to take over, he said, race up to the top of that hill and take over the first town. And as they were racing up the hill, they could smell burning and turned around, and their boats were burning. And the head honcho Viking man yells up the mountain, you have to win now because we've burnt the boats. Well, I've had that attitude the whole time. Don't go into it thinking you're going to fail. Go into it, burn the boat behind you, and now you've got no choice. My other favourite quote is that the best motivation is starvation, and I don't mean to laugh, but it is a really good reason to get going and get started. Most people don't go and get into a business because they hope things are going to happen, and they wait for things to happen, and they analyse all the things that should happen, and they procrastinate, and they do nothing because they just do nothing. You know what? You've got to get going. You've got to get up and you've got to get going. So, number three is, when people go into business, before they get started, they have this interesting picture in their mind, and I will never understand this, that they need to be the same as everybody else. I'm going to give you the absolute core to a successful business. Are you ready? You have to be unique, different, memorable, and stand out from the crowd. I'm going to say that again. You have to be unique, different, memorable, and you have to stand out from the crowd. Now, don't argue this with me. It's not my stuff. It's just every single business in the world that has been successful is for this reason. They are completely different. They have, and here, are you ready for this? There's five things about their business that is completely different to any other business or any other business that does the same thing that they do. So again, you don't have to have a different kind of business. You don't have to start something from new. But if you do start a new plumbing business, it has to have five things about it that makes it completely different from any other business. And the sad thing is that most people want to be the same as everyone else. They're scared of standing out from the crowd. They're scared of people going, oh, you do it differently. Well, if somebody says to you, you're doing it differently, you say, yes. Go on, say it. Yes. So five things that make you unique, different, and memorable. So the third silliest thing that people do when they go into business is they think about how they can be the same as everybody else. They have a look at other people's business cards, other people's marketing, other people's brochures, other people's websites, and they do it the same. Well, that's just stupid. Don't be stupid. Please, please, please be unique, different, memorable, stand out from the crowd. So all of these are pretty easy, aren't they? Next one. Who's your target market? Now, if you're at business college or doing a master's of business, this would be taught to you in a very technical way. But I'm going to make it really, really easy because I don't understand technical, so I'm going to make it really easy to understand. Who do you want to hang out with every day? Who are you excited to spend time with? Because you're going to be doing it every day. It's your business. So think about the people that you like the most. Males or females, rich, middle class, poor, people that are out in the daytime, people that are out in the nighttime. Do you like young people? Do you like old people? Do you like kids? Do you like grandparents? Do you like people that drive four-wheel drives? Do you like people that ride motorbikes? You've got to find out who it is that you love hanging out with, because ultimately it's your business. So think about, it's not about, you know, let's find the people that have the most need and let's provide them with a solution, because that's coming up next. I get that. But it's your business. Find out who it is you want to spend time with. Now, some people don't know, and that's good. My personal trainers, international fitness professionals at Max, when they say to me, but Rowie, I want to train everybody. And I say, that's fantastic. But here's what's going to happen. Go and train a whole heap of people. Meet a whole heap of people, book them in, and get your business started. And here's what will happen. You wake up one morning and it'll be first session for the day will be training Mrs. Jones. And you'll be wake up in the morning, see that it's Mrs. Jones or you've planned the night before and you can't wait to go and train Mrs. Jones because you love hanging out with Mrs. Jones. She's inspiring and motivating. She trains hard and you really like her. You wake up the next morning and you've got Mr. Smith. And now you like training people and you like the challenge of training Mr. Smith, but he's a bit grumpy and he's a bit negative and you don't like him very much. Now what ends up happening is you don't really enjoy Terrific Day Tuesday because you have to train Mr. Smith. You really want to train Mrs. Jones. So ultimately your target market is Mrs. Jones. Now you focus your marketing program on Mrs. Jones's, and every time you put out a brochure, a marketing campaign, a website, a magazine ad, everything you do now, Mrs. Jones has to read it. Doesn't matter. You really don't want Mr. Smith to read it. You don't care if he flicks the page over in the magazine. You don't care if he never visits the website because you don't want to attract Mr. Smith's. You want to attract Mrs. Jones's. So if you don't know exactly who it is that you want to sell your product or business to, your product or service too, then please go and just sell it to everyone. And before you know it, you'll find, aha, Mrs. Jones. Not very complicated. Now, when you find out who your target market is, you really do need to know where they live, how much money do they earn, what music do they listen to, what kind of car do they drive, what coffee do they drink, where do they go out for dinner, how many children do they have. You need to know all that stuff. Because as I said, when you market your product, your service, your business, the people that you're marketing to have to read that information and go, oh my goodness, she's talking to me, directly to me. So if you don't know who they are and what they do and why they do it, most importantly why they do it, then you won't be able to market effectively. And most people haven't got a clue. They just put it in the paper and put a few words in it. Usually the printer guy writes the words for them and they have no idea how to market their business. But it's not complicated. Just find out who it is that you want to attract into your business and talk directly to them. So that's easy. When you know who that is, now comes the three steps. I call it the 101 to business success. But most people go straight to this bit and forget about the stuff we've chatted about before. Number one is find a big challenge. Now, other people would call it a problem, but I don't like even like using that word. So find in the world, find a big challenge. And that's why for international fitness professionals, personal trainers, the fitness profession, this is an easy one. Are there lots of overweight, sick, miserable, untoned, grumpy, unfit, unhealthy people in the world? And yes, you have to say we have not just a big challenge, we have a massive challenge of huge proportions. So that's number one. Number two is find a solution for the challenge. Now, again, for the fitness profession, this is as simple. Do we have the solution to coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, people who don't feel good about themselves, anti-aging, getting your body into great shape, looking fantastic, having tight toned muscles, feeling younger, having a better sex life, being a better parent? We've got the answer to all that stuff. So we've got a massive challenge. We've got the solution to those big, big, big challenges. Now the third step is sell it. Tell the people about it. Tell them what you do. And more importantly than sell it, because ultimately that's what you'll be doing, but they want to come and buy it off you. Now, some people again will tell you this is a little bit complicated, but I'm going to give you an analogy. I went to a Christian school, so this is my analogy. Apparently the Catholics were having a bit of a tough time trying to sell their religion to the world. They had these beautiful big churches and these beautiful inside the church was lovely wooden chairs and soft cushions on the chairs, and they gave wine and food when you came to church. And, you know, they spent millions on the building, but not many people were going to church. So the Catholic head honchos got together and said, look, we've really got some challenges. The churches are empty on Sunday, on Sparkle Day. We have to do something about it. So let's go and have a look at what that guy down the road's doing. He doesn't have a church. He doesn't have a beautiful stained glass windows. He doesn't have lovely glasses to serve the wine in. He doesn't even have hymn books and an organ. And yet he's just got this paddock of grass, and literally thousands of people every Sparkle Day Sunday morning are going to listen to him preach. We better go and find out what he's doing. So the two little priests who were designated to do the job went down to meet the man, Mr. John Wesley. And they said to John, we've got beautiful churches and this long tradition and lots of, you know, lots of people used to come to our church and now they're not coming anymore. Why do they come to your church? And John Wesley answered with the classic answer that will make your business successful. He said, Fathers, on Sparkle Day Sunday morning, I'm sure he didn't say Sparkle Day, but on Sunday morning, just before it's time for me to talk to my crowd, I light myself on fire and they come to watch me burn. Now, he didn't literally do that. But when you are so passionate about what you do and when you're so excited about what you do and you love it so much, you will never have to sell it because you have designed a product or service that people want, your target market want. They want it and they need it. They just want to buy it off the right person. And when you're passionate about it and when you're excited about it and when you light yourself on fire, they will come to watch you burn. They will put money in your bank account because they want to hang out with you. You have a product or service designed for them that will take a challenge in their life away and they want to buy it from you, and that's why your business is going to be successful. So don't you ever, ever let anybody tell you that you can't be successful in business. Please don't let anybody tell you that you can't be successful in business because that's just ridiculous. Please carefully listen for the negative, pulley down people who'll say, these are the reasons why you can't be successful in business. And they don't understand. You don't need five reasons. If you believe you can't be, you only need one reason. And please remember, there's five silly things that people do before they go into business and you're not going to do them. You are going to be absolutely passionate. You're going to have a never give up attitude. You are going to have a target market. You are going to be unique, different and memorable from everybody else. You are going to find a big challenge that your target market wants. You're going to provide a solution for that challenge and then you're going to set yourself on fire. Burn, baby, burn. Get into business. It's great.